sixth parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Dalet. Now we're having a list of things that a man should not carry or wear on him, and is considered carrying, and therefore if he would carry it, he will be over and isn't the right side. He should not go holding a sword, not a bow, not a shield, not a shield, is a different type of shield, and now with a spear, then Yotzechayev Katas. You don't say these are the Tapshitim. He's actually carrying these war materials, implements, and that's considered carrying. Rabbi Lezer Tapshitim name. Rabbi Lezer says, no, this is, I guess, a decoration for the person. He's a close of a warrior. I'm disagreeing. No, this is considered something not a respectable thing. It's the very good you ever have to do it. And then, like I said, if it's have to eat him, that eventually they're going to take all the swords and they're going to bang them down. There won't be any wars anymore. And they're going to make them into some type of digging implement. And they're going to make also different types of war tools into things to cut off the tree branches of trees. One nation will not raise a sword to the other, and there will no be won't be any melchomas. But anyway, the bottom line is the melchoma saying it's not a tafsir. It's not something that shows the greatness of mankind going around with swords and spears and the like. Therefore, one who does carry them on Shabbos is the Ovyanis and the Raisis. Beiris Tahira V'yaitin Babi Shabbos. Beiris was something, a metal ring that was put around their, below the knee, which they would use to hold up the socks. So it's Tahira because it's not made for beauty, it's not attached to it, and it's not a full kli. It's only something that's serving another kli. It's keeping the socks up, and therefore it's not considered a complete kli, and it is not Makabal Tumah. And you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos because the Maisa is serving your garments, keeping your socks up. But Kavolim Tumayim. Kavolim Tumayim is that there was some families where the girls used to walk in a fashion that they damaged themselves. They would take steps that were too broad. So they make two rings on two legs and they would put a rope between the two of them to prevent them from taking too broad of the steps. So these are Tumayim because that is considered an independent Kli, it wasn't serving the sacks, it was just Kli to keep the legs together. Then Yekin the Shabbos, it's not considered Tashit because, or the other way around, maybe it is something serving the body and the Deraita, it is permitted, but it's a Shash, and maybe she'll take it off and she will show it to other people. So, according to this, Shai said now is that any Yekin the Shabbos is only also the Rabbans that go out with it. I'm shot.